This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, so is nobody else here with me? Am I by myself?
I'm sort of here right now.
You're sort of there? I have a connection with the Victoria problem?
A little bit.
Oh, do we? Okay.
I'm half here, half on the phone with her.
All right, well, we better get to what's going on here. Good news for the day. There are a number of good stories that are floating around, things from the Olympic Village, the good spirit that people are demonstrating. Here's a couple of Korean gymnasts who embraced each other. When I say Korean, one is from South Korea, one is from North Korea. So this is very cool. One of the founding principles of Olympism, if that's a word, I like that word, Olympism, is placing the sport at the service of the harmonious development of humankind. A lot there to consider. Placing sport at the service of the harmonious development of humankind. Think about this for a minute. The way there's a universality to this sort of thing, as there is a concern about people who cheat. The dopers. The way, especially using social media now, the way these competitors are working over the people who are cheating. The Russians and some of the other Eastern Bloc nations. And there have been people in America who have cheated. People elsewhere around the world who have cheated. But I don't think we have any cheaters this time around. And I think people have learned their lesson. I'm not sure we've ever had any cheaters in the Olympics. We've had cheaters in baseball and football. Some of the professional sports, but not cheaters. Anyway, the point of this acknowledgement, these gymnasts, the two of them, taken to heart this principle and have done it in a very cool way. Lee Eun-joo of South Korea and Hong Eun-jong of North Korea posted a charming selfie, sort of an impromptu photograph. And this is not something that happens very often with people from the two Koreas. The North Koreans and South Koreans don't normally exchange. And normally, the reason that is because the North Koreans will take you out back and shoot you if you show any. This girl, I would be worried about this girl. Maybe she'll defect or something, but this is not looked upon well by the people that run North Korea. This is Lee's first Olympic experience. But Hong is a veteran gymnast. She became the first North Korean gymnast to win a medal at the Olympic Games in 2008. Apparently took home a gold medal in the vault in 2008 in Beijing. And was a participant in 2012. Didn't take home any of the awards. But this is what it's about in part. Don't you think? So that's pretty good news. Here's another good story. Florida mechanic Richard Newbery, noticing a woman walking by his garage and used car lot. She kept walking by every day for a couple of weeks. He decided to find out what her story was. And here's the story behind that story.
Maybe. What story are we doing real fast?
Let's do a commercial break so we can kind of catch up as to where we are and what's going on. 11 after the hour.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Progress. Presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
All right, 13 after the hour. One of the great things about doing this radio program that I have done, this is the, in October, it'll be the start of the 29th year of doing this program, is the opportunity I have to learn how to roll with the punches. And under that circumstance, that means that we do not have perfection in technology. Most of the time, I can get on the air fine from where I am, wherever I may be. Most of the time, everybody who's on the air with me, I gave that wonderful big, oh my God, what a build-up I gave to you, Victoria, and you weren't even there to hear it.
I missed it.
Oh my God. So anyway, we...
I felt it karmically, so thank
yes,
you.
Yes, that's good. All right, that's good to have good karma. Anyway, what I was saying is that once in a while, there are things that happen in all of our lives that we can't control, and it's the best preparation for being able to survive on one's own. We have so many in our world today. Everything is planned out. Everything is supposed to be perfect. There are not supposed to be any mistakes. We can't make any gaps. And when there are some mistakes made, people take to social media. Ah, look at that. Hello, the world is not a perfect place. There is perfection in the world. For example, we are born perfect, but then through this wonderful thing called the human experience, we managed to screw up much of that perfection. And that can be said for technology because it is far from being, even though we can do fantastic things. I mean, think about it. I can do this program from anywhere in the world using the technology that we have most of the time. Not always. And that goes wherever Victoria is or Jennifer may be or any of us. So I don't want to belabor the point, but I'm just happy we got whatever buttons pulled. I think the problem is we don't know what we did. We don't know what we did that didn't work, and we don't know what makes it work now. But
yeah, I think Kara worked some miracle and doesn't know what she did yet.
That could be this. Anyway, I was talking about the gymnastics pair that posed for a selfie, and then I was thinking about the Olympics themselves.
I love that story.
Updating the Olympics. So have you watched any of this?
We watched we watched a little bit of the beach volleyball yesterday. And we watched some of the swimming last night, which was exciting too. The swimming is good. I forgot how much I actually like watching that. And Michael Phelps is kind of an anomaly.
Was it the male or the female? Was it? It wasn't the female.
Actually, no. It was both. It was both. It was before I went to bed, I think it was still on the males.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't remember what event. They're all the same to me.
The female apparently is back and forth with a lot of social media on the women, the Russian who was doping, and the American basically told her off. And that was an interesting exchange back and forth.
Yeah, and isn't it, and it's funny, the girls from North and South Korea taking a selfie together, you can guess which one had the phone to take the selfie with.
Right, exactly.
Not the North Korean girl. But it was cute to see them together, and they were, you know, just laughing together besides the selfie and talking.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of like the great Olympic moments. And then it seems that there's always a story every Olympics where some politics gets worked out on the court somewhere.
Yeah.
And it seems like the girls swimming this year between us and Russia is one of those moments.
Yeah. All right, so other good news. I was going into the story about this fellow, the mechanic in Florida, Richard Newbery, and the woman that was going back and forth. At first, you might think, wow, this woman's hot and she's looking for a little action. Maybe that's why she's checking
me
out.
That's not what I would think. I would think she was homeless and wandering.
So what he did was find out more about her. As what I was saying is that this fellow runs a used car lot and has a garage. There are a lot of these places. Most every community has a garage and a car lot attached to each other, no matter how big or small. They're all over the place in Los Angeles, around where I am. They're all around. And so anyway, this woman's walking back and forth around the garage, and he doesn't know what the story is, and so he decides he would ask her a question, and then that's where we pick the story up.
The woman, Ernestina Nunez, walks a mile each day to her custodial job at a local high school. Friday, he noticed her sad face.
She started crying, like breaking down, like, you know, after a minute or two.
Next, despite slow summer sales, he went with his gut and decided to give the stranger a free car.
So I gave her the key, and I just kind of told her my troubled past, you know, that I've been in the boat where I've been homeless, not knowing what to do.
Saturday, he hoped to see her again to give her the title to the car, and she arrived. Now he would find out the full story behind her pain.
My son was a former Marine, and he had PTSD, and he ended up taking his life.
Daniel Nunez died a year ago this month.
And I want every single serviceman to put their job behind and leave it behind and continue what were they supposed to continue doing in life.
It gave her a sense of emptiness and doubts on her own life until she met Newbery.
I thank this man because he got tired of seeing me walking back and forth to work.
He knows life can shine even when it's raining.
Mm-hmm. She'd been fighting depression since the loss of her son. He was the only other human being she had in her life. She said that Newbery's kindness was the first time in a year that anybody had connected to her, and it was the first time she felt connected since her son died. Interesting message there all the way around, not only the kindness of one person to another, why it is that people do what they do. Why does it have to be a why? Just do. Why do you have to always dig into, well, why did you suppose he did that? What does this make? He did something that was cool and giving and loving. And then the other message is how badly we treat the men and women who are in service to our country. Once again, another disgusting example of somebody who's been exposed to stuff in wars that we have no business fighting or being involved in, ruining their lives. Now, you can say, well, they all knew what they were risking when they got into the service. That's true and maybe it isn't, but that doesn't mean that that's the way we're supposed to take care of them.
We take better care of football players with the brain injuries than we do for our servicemen and women.
Right, yeah. And so, but that's being looked into, by the way. There is a lot of study being done at the same institute that you've heard me talk about, Victoria Sarascan, in Denver, that is working with the government to try to understand. Well, they really do understand what's going on, but there aren't enough of it. It's not the mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first line of defense. More often than not, we have people who are in service to our country who get stalled, who get denied, who get, in fact, discharged dishonorably because they make claims and some of these people find ways to get rid of them. It's not only tragic, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way we handle these people. So this woman bringing that story to the surface again. 21 after the hour.
Hunt. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak.
A lot of interest in Tony Bennett's birthday, so we're underscoring what this tribute is all about. They're working on it now for the broadcast, which will be in December. This guy is 90 years old, and he's playing at the Fox Theater in Detroit this Friday. He still goes out, active as ever, recording albums, cheek-to-cheek album with Lady Gaga.
Which is one of my favorite albums from last year.
Great. Last year did extraordinarily well, making him the oldest artist to ever hit number one on the chart. So, his 90th birthday, lots of special tributes. Certainly Lady Gaga right up there. But Paul McCartney also participating. So unmistakably McCartney. The song itself, he's so positive, and the stuff that he's saying, he and Ringo both have turned out to be a very positive influence. Not that the Beatles weren't positive, but a lot of people got lost when they went down the guru path. A lot of people got lost. The people thought the music was great, but they didn't understand. It was just the Beatles. Okay, so what does this music mean? A lot of people didn't know what it meant. But McCartney, as he's matured, and Ringo too, to a point, just kind of refreshing to hear how creative they can still be. So McCartney's in this, not Ringo, but McCartney's in this special that will air on December 20th. And so is Stevie Wonder taking to the stage to sing some of Tony's classic hits. This is a Stevie Wonder classic. Anyway, so another way of paying attention to a great American entertainer. and acknowledging with... Did we have that conversation on the air or off the air? I think we just had the conversation on the air about relaxing with regard to Tony Bennett.
Yeah, well, I'm a little concerned. He's 90. I'm just saying that. I love him.
You're going to be concerned about me when I'm 90? When I'm 90, you're going to be concerned about me?
Because you're different. You're never going to be 90.
What, you don't think I'm going to make it to 90?
No, I just don't think you're... I don't know. You're never... You don't age. You're different. He ages.
It's got, well, it changes his rugs.
Is that it, really?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I always thought he had a good head of hair.
Nah, he hasn't had any hair for 45 years.
Aww.
And then some of his things are not as great as... He needs to go see the same guy Shatner does in order to get a real good hairpiece.
Shatner.
Shatner's got a great hairpiece. All right, so Kristen Ritter, who is someone in, what is it called, Jessica Jones? That was the show that she was in?
Yeah, it's a Netflix original.
Yeah. She has started a campaign urging SeaWorld to release their orcas to seaside sanctuaries. As a video that's out now produced by PETA, there's been a lot of controversy about this for a long time. SeaWorld, when I say a long time, probably 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
SeaWorld has vowed to end their breeding program, but that's not enough. Orcas are highly developed and emotional, kind of a lot like dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they're in captivity, it's like putting a human being in captivity. So what they're asking is to not just release the whales into the ocean, but that they go to a sea sanctuary, an outdoor area, natural seawater, providing more room. Because they're now sort of domesticated, and they wouldn't make it out in the open ocean. 28 past the hour.
Be open to feedback. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is one of the best ways for them to improve. Others, however, have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance as some sort of criticism about who they are as a person. Now, if you're the type of person who gets defensive when others give you feedback, keep in mind that the reality is that feedback about your performance is not feedback about who you are as a person. Look, we only see our actions through our own eyes, so without feedback from others, we can never really grow to our full potential. Do what you can to open yourself up to feedback about what you do that others see. Because the truth is that you are awesome, even if everything you do is not. For more on self-esteem, visit drchristianconti.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself. But
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
At the hour now, it's Tuesday, August the 9th. I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara. We are at a point in our lives when we question, why are we doing this? Why do I get up every morning at 4 o'clock? Why does Kara get up every morning at 3:30? Why does Victoria get up every morning and come put on her best face, her best voice? Do you realize that most of us spend our lives without really knowing it? This is a very interesting, this is a, something that came from Deepak in a thing called Reinventing the Body and Resurrecting the Soul. He takes apart what it is that we do with our lives, because most of us don't realize, even as adults, that we are living our life to make our parents happy, whether our parents are even alive or not. We just, oh, there's so much. I'm taking a new course starting today, as a matter of fact, from someone who, and I'm looking over at the syllabus of the course, It is aimed at us understanding what it is that we have that makes us tick, that comes from our parents. And I don't mean makes us tick necessarily in a positive way. I remember once having a sort of setback with the love life, and the response when I started nosing around, why do I do these things? You know, you ever ask yourself when you're with somebody that you love, do you ask yourself, why did I do that? What made me do that? What is there that gets me into a place like that? And all of you have done the same thing. I know you have, because we all have adult experiences. We all have in our lives, we have love, we have relationships, and we have with those relationships, once in a while, there's conflict. And so what's the root if you want to eliminate it? Some people don't eliminate it. They just they stay the way they are. They're stuck. But I've never been like that. As Victoria just pointed out, and I took that as a compliment, that I won't reach 90. We were just talking about, Tony Bennett reaching 90. And I said, what, you don't think I'm going to live to be 90? And she said, no, I don't think that your head will ever get to be 90. And I think that, yes, I take that as a compliment. I think one of the reasons that is because I'm a curious sort, and I'm not stagnant. I sort of want to change every day with whatever is going on. But I also want to learn more about me and how it is that we can better, because the last thing in the world I am is perfect. And so when I find myself getting into situations that are frustrating because they cause anxiety, and again, all of us have these things, but I don't necessarily always know the right way of getting out. And so I say to myself, all right, I'm going to let this go and let it coast a little bit and see what happens. And that's normally not the right thing to do. But understanding why you do what you do, whether it's at work, whether it's with your relationships, whether it's with the people. I mean, why are you an aggressive driver, for example? Why does somebody commit road rage?
Oh, that really bugs me. I don't understand that.
Well, but because there's some anger that's built up inside of you from what you're parents, there's always a parental or an environmental connection. But anyway, I was saying that when I was exchanging a conversation with the loved one, and I said something about my parents, she said, "You're a little old to be blaming your parents, don't you think?"
That stuff sticks with you for life, though.
It does.
Yeah, it's right.
You learn
it out.
When you're your youngest person, right. you learn how to be a person from your parents.
I'm trying to... hold on just a second. I'm looking for this.
I love when he's like off mic in the background.
I was looking for what it's called. It's called the constellation approach. If you look it up, if you Google it, the constellation approach is a way of understanding the universality of your parents and what they've brought and what other parents have brought to the table and what you've brought to your children one way or another. So at this point in my life, would it be nice for me not to be trying to make my parents happy? It's a deeply seated psychological thing. Even if we strike out on our own, we are influenced sometimes more than we possibly know by the stuff that we grew up around when we were 2, yeah. 3, 4, 5. I mean, I used to break up fights with my parents when I was 3 years old. And that stuff stays with you to the point where now when I get into those situations, I just run away because I don't want to face the, if you will, the confrontation. And so I bring this to your attention because I think it plays into all of the things that we are upset about with those people that we really don't even know in our lives. You know, people who are upset with Donald Trump because he is the way he is. Well, he is the way he is because of what he came from, and I'm sure, well, I shouldn't say I'm sure, but I doubt that he's been in any kind of therapy. He doesn't show a lot of signs of having been in therapy, and therapy is a wonderful thing. Howard Stern gave an interview to the New York Times a couple of weeks ago, and if you didn't see it and you're a fan of Howard Stern or you want to understand how those of us who do this for a living, I once said, after I'd met Rush Limbaugh, he was the most, I spent 3 or 4 days with him when he came to the city where I was working. to do his Rush thing back in the early 90s. He was the most insecure person I think I'd ever been around in my life. I liked him immediately, very good guy, but he was so insecure. And then I started thinking about the people that I worked around, and I'm thinking, you know, a lot of these people are very insecure, and then I'm looking at myself, am I different, or do I just not show it, or do I not see it? Because many people who do this for a living do it because it's the only way that they can reach out and communicate. I think I've gotten beyond that, and I don't feel there's very little that I won't talk about on the air. There's very little that I won't share, and thus people have a perspective on me, and this is what they like. After all these years, the reason that I think I'm still on the air is because I'm me. I think that that when you are whoever you are, people recognize that, mm-hmm. and they hold on to it.
That's true.
And
you're
so,
not authentic, people see through that.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, the point that I was trying to make earlier on was as we get so frustrated looking around at all of the things, and actually what made me think about this was the selfie that the North Korean and the South Korean did, how they put aside all of the crap that comes from what they hear every day. North Koreans say, South Korea bad, we have to destroy them. South Koreans are told, the North Koreans, you can't trust them. So here's two kids that get together because they're just kids.
Yep.
And they can become friends. And why can't we all see that?
This happens all around the world. And, you know, you hear stories of, like, you know, young Jewish kids and Palestinian
kids. Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, my dad is from Ireland, and, you know, his generation of
Catholic or Protestant?
Republic, well, he was raised Catholic. He's Protestant now. Hmm. But not
really?
He left the Catholic
Church.
I'm not
over there. He wouldn't have done that over there, though.
No, he did. No. Yeah, he
and
did
lived
after
to tell the story.
Yeah, well, now it's people don't care, but at the time, yes, it was a much bigger deal in Ireland, and then the North and the South, and now kids don't even they don't even understand why there ever is a conflict between Protestants and Catholics,
which is a good thing.
It's a great
because there is so much that we have that brings us together, and yet we worry about or we focus on that which separates us. The whole business about religion, and my religion's better than yours, and all that bunkum. And it really gets to wear on you, I think. And there are other things that we are... my parents weren't religious, so that I didn't get that prejudice, but I got other stuff from them. And all I can hope for is that I didn't pass some of the stuff on to my two children, who seem to be normal at this point.
Who seem to be normal. That's a great way to describe your kids. Well, they seem to be normal.
Well, I'm not sure. My son's not too normal, but he's got a way about him that's so charming and sweet and lovable that he manages, and he's been able to create a career for himself out of his
abnormality.
Abnormality, that too. Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, so enough on this. I got off into a philosophical toot, but it was brought about by me seeing and liking. And I think that's what the good is. You know, we all talk about the Olympics and we're not really interested and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Through the cracks, when you see stuff like that, it's so inspiring. Those two kids have basically done it for me in terms of what the value is of the Olympics. You know, all of the other stuff, the bourgeois of what's going on in Rio and the garbage that runs through the streets and all that other stuff, that's just a sideshow from the media's point of view, a way to, you know, to sell newspapers and get people to watch the 24-hour news channel. These are the real stories. The story of those two girls, that's the story of the Olympics. People challenging each other in a way that they've perfected or come close to perfection in their various challenges or their callings. And so that's why when all this negativity started, I thought a couple of weeks ago, why am I following that? I'm not. These kids have worked their butts off to get there and to be the best they can be. Why aren't we celebrating that instead of all the crud that we are getting from the news media? Oh, the police. And I remember, I mean, I'm even following that until I woke myself up and said, wait a minute, this isn't right. So there are problems, all right? I don't want to talk about the problem. I want to talk about the kids who have worked hard and are getting someplace. And the story of what caught my eye was the story of English Gardner, who's 24 years old. She started running with Carl Lewis a track club at the age of 12. Her mother believed her baby was destined for greatness and gave her a memorable name and encouraged her to do what she is now at the Olympics to do, and perhaps the best in our women's team anyway in terms of gymnastics. Hopefully you'll see something awesome. Those are the kinds of people that we ought to be paying attention to, and the stories we ought to pay attention to. All right. But I believe that. Yeah, I really do. I believe.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. And watching it now last night, I realized I had the same kind of moment. Like, well, you know what? All these guys have really worked so hard to get where they are. So it's great to be able to support them.
46 past the hour.
Back-to-school shopping success is no secret. It's all about finding the best products at the lowest prices. Staples' 110% lowest price guarantee and their less list for school guarantees they'll match any competitor's price, plus give customers an additional 10% off the difference. The less list for school at Staples offers the lowest prices on school essentials all season long, including composition books, two-pocket folders, notebooks, pens, scissors, crayons, and technology. Samsung's Galaxy Tab Pro S is a tablet when you want it and a laptop when you need it. The detachable keyboard instantly gets you from work to play. Powered by Intel's 6th generation core processor, gives it more than 10 hours of battery life on a single charge. Samsung's Galaxy Tab Pro S is priced just under $900. OtterBox's Universe Case System is a protective case for the iPhone 6 and 6S. It's designed to be a modular platform for students to easily attach their favorite accessories. There are a variety available, including lenses from Oleoclip, a battery from Polar Pro, and expanded memory from SanDisk. Case prices start under $50, and modules start under $20. Zeiss's DuraVision Blue Protect lens coating filters the harmful wavelengths of blue light emitted from digital devices kids use every day, keeping their eyes healthy and comfortable so they can focus on learning. The anti-reflective coating also provides protection against daily wear and tear, optimum cleanability, and performance intended to last the length of the prescription. Learn more at Zeiss.com/lenses. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm Senior Editor David Gregg.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Now 53 after the hour is Tech Talk time. I'm Doug with Victoria. We'll focus on the fate of Hulu. If you have Hulu, you may not be happy with what they're going to do to change the way that they're doing business. And there's a Tinder moment. You've heard of Tinder moments? We have a Tinder moment for you. Also, the news from Amazon. I talked about this the other day. They've bought or are leasing 47 old American Airlines 757s, having them rehabbed, starting a cargo airline called Prime Air. Here's the story behind that. This is pretty interesting.
Amazon Prime Air has arrived, just maybe not in the way everyone expected. Rather than have drones deliver packages, as Amazon alluded to earlier this year, the online retail giant unveiled its first branded cargo plane that will speed up the delivery process. The jet, aptly named Amazon One, is the first in a series of 40 aircraft the company plans to lease through cargo airline Atlas Air and the Air Transport Services Group. The new cargo plane is not the only aircraft Amazon has in the sky. The company has 11 other planes in the air, with plans to add more over time. This is one move in a series of efforts to boost delivery speeds. Last year, the company launched Amazon Flex, which allows local drivers to make deliveries using their own cars. Amazon's latest investment could help the company move away from delivery services like UPS and FedEx and take more control over its shipments.
All right, so if you've noticed, there's a fellow in my neighborhood or in my town driving a new Ford van that has the A sign on the side. You see him around all the time delivering packages and stuff. It's pretty interesting. He owns it. You know, that's what they do. They go out.
And he's part of the Amazon Flex program.
Right, yeah. And it's not unlike, by the way, Lyft and Uber. That's the same concept, except
I wouldn't be surprised if they. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you see a merger with Uber and Amazon at some point.
Yep. That's very perceptive. I think you're right about that. Okay, Hulu and the Focus next here.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
All right, so, Victoria, what's the story with Hulu? They're going to a subscription-only model. Why?
Well, it's kind of the way everyone's going. This Hulu is a streaming service, of course, like Netflix and all the others now, Apple streaming. And now they're moving into a subscription-only basis, so no more free Hulu. Now, the interesting thing about this, it's not really
that sounds funny.
A surprise.
No more free Hulu.
Yeah.
That sounds funny. No more.
Well, you know, Hulu.
No more free Hulu.
Yeah, I know. Hulu was interesting because Hulu was for, it started in 2007, and that was for real early adapters of the unplugged, cutting the cord people who were getting rid of cable, mostly college kids at the time, in dorm rooms and who didn't have access to cable and didn't want to pay for it. So it's not really surprising that now, almost 10 years later, they're moving into a completely subscription-based service. Well, look at Netflix. People don't mind paying for it. People are paying for HBO Now, HBO Go. People are paying for Amazon Prime. I pay for all three that I just mentioned, which is actually kind of stupid now that I think about it.
You get all the same thing. You get the same thing off all of those, right?
More or less, yeah. Hulu was interesting. Hulu set itself apart in the beginning because you without having cable, you could still see some of your favorite network shows. So now that's no longer. However, there's a new site that was just launched yesterday. Yahoo announced it's called Yahoo View, and you can actually watch TV networks, ABC, NBC, Fox. You have to wait. You can see the last five most recent episodes. You do have to wait 8 days after the original broadcast, which is not a big deal to people because most of the time people DVR everything now anyway. So it's not like there isn't appointment viewing anymore. So Yahoo View is still free for now. So you can go on, you can go on and you can watch all of your favorite network shows a week later. So that'll be interesting to see how Yahoo and Hulu partner up going forward, especially with Yahoo being sold off for all of its parts. As we know now that that's going to happen. So it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward.
Instagram and Tinder and the Olympic Village.
There is an Instagram account that lets you know which pro athletes at the Olympic Games have a Tinder profile. So it's at Sports Swipe.
What is Tinder?
Tinder is a dating app where you just basically judge people by their faces.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.